Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday morning, July 23rd, 2025, and we have a lineup of local and regional headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Rosso Commercial arranges sale of 30,731 CESF West Court Medical Office Building in Annapolis for $3.7 million. Rosso Commercial Real Estate Services successfully sold the 30,731 square foot West Court Medical Office Building in Annapolis for $3.7 million. Located in the heart of Annapolis's Town Center District, the four-story building provided a unique opportunity for investors and owner users. After representing the property for 8 years, Ryan Brassel, SIOR, and John Rosso, SIOR of Rosso CRE, facilitated the sale to a qualified 1031 exchange buyer. The building, 50% leased at the time of sale, offers immediate occupancy potential of up to 15,000 square feet. The strategic sale reflects the demand for adaptable office buildings in Annapolis MD. Rosso CRE's total sales volume for 2025 now exceeds $30 million, showcasing their expertise in the commercial real estate market.
ITS Logistics July Port Rail Ramp Index. Pre-peak season shipping activity with retailers has stressed import volumes at origin. ITS Logistics has released the July forecast for the U.S. Port Rail Ramp Freight Index, revealing that pre-retail peak season shipping activity has increased import volumes at origin. Due to equipment shortages, shippers are booking into new North American entry points. Despite challenges, North American inland transportation is holding up. The Port of LA saw a 14.4% increase in container volumes. The threat of a labor strike at East and Gulf Coast ports is causing shippers to shift bookings to the West Coast. Labor disruptions could impact operations in the U.S. and Canada. ITS Logistics offers transportation solutions across North America and distribution services with two-day reach to 96% of the U.S. population. Visit their website for the full index and forecasts.
There's power in every action. Feeding South Florida launches Hunger Action Month this September. Feeding South Florida is commemorating Hunger Action Month this September with activities to encourage South Floridians to go orange to stand against hunger. This nationwide initiative raises awareness about hunger in America. Currently, more than 1.2 million food insecure individuals in South Florida face uncertainty about their next meal. Proceeds raised will help provide access to nutritious food, advocacy efforts, and innovative programming. Monetary donations during September will be matched dollar for dollar up to $25,000. South Floridians can participate in various activities like fun drives, food drives, dining at participating restaurants, and more. To get involved, visit feedingsouthflorida.org/ham2025.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.